do for you. JJS, their service will floor you.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 267-567-99.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, once you hit 45, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it a lot harder to feel like the man you used to be. But now, there's a really easy way to get your mojo back again. Just ask all-star slugger Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
You want to get back into shape? Do what I did. Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word EXTRA to 42424, and we'll give you a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix. It's just that easy. The unique Nugenix formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Get a complimentary bottle by texting EXTRA to 42424. Samples are not available in stores, so text EXTRA to 42424.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally, hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Yeah, that's some band there.
Darn right.
A lot of you may go thinking, hey, well, who's that band I like to hear? That's the Well Hungarians.
No, it's the Seventh Planet Band.
What? Right?
Seventh Planet Band.
Well, Dan, isn't that your band?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Playing at the clubhouse in Afton on August 18th, and then playing the Solar Eclipse Festival in Pacific, Missouri on August 19th.
Well, why don't you plug those two things? Oh, you just did.
Yeah, he did.
That music means it's time. I believe Max's hair is getting a little shorter every week. It just seems to me that way. He was one time a long-haired, hippie-looking guy. He came to his senses. Maximilian Foisy is a...
His ears got lowered.
Old man trapped in a young body.
Lower your ears for you?
Yeah.
I'm talking.
Sorry.
I edit all that. He's an old man trapped in a younger man's body. He knows old movie stuff most of us have never heard of. He's here to talk about that, and he's here courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Great window, great warranty, good housekeeping seal of approval. And now they present Maximilian Foisy. Hello, Max.
Hello, Frank. Thank you very much for having me back on for another week. When I say my name is Max and I'll be back, I never know if it's true. So it's nice to be back.
It's true for six more weeks.
That's right. I got about six more appearances.
You'll be back six more times.
That's right.
Before you started, I mentioned earlier, I know you mentioned Ozark. At least I think you did.
I've not watched it, but okay, I know it is on Netflix.
I watched last night. My wife and I watched the first three episodes.
Jason Bateman, Laura Linney.
Yes, I love it.
Really?
Yes. To me, it's the Bloodline people, the writers, got with the Breaking Bad writers.
People are comparing it to Breaking Bad. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. All of it. And Bloodline, and there's similarities to both. So somebody put two really great things together to make another great thing. And
I'm right in the middle of Breaking Bad. Actually, my wife and I just started the first episode of the fourth season.
So you're already deep enough in.
Yeah.
You're hooked.
Oh, it's, you know what? Hey, what's funny is I wasn't hooked until about the third season. First season's really short, and you're like, oh, okay, he's dying, and he's going to cook the meth. I get it.
Right.
Second season, a little more intriguing. You meet the supporting characters, but I still wasn't walking around saying best show ever. Third season was so difficult to watch in all the best ways.
Yeah.
Tense and horrifying, and you were fully invested with all these characters.
And you're mad when an episode's over.
You want to get to the next one as fast as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. Because they have these great cliffhanger endings almost every single episode.
You look at the time, you go, well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but I got to watch one more.
You do. So we just started the first episode of the fourth season, which is still great. Giancarlo Esposito plays Gus, the chicken manager.
Yeah.
Best character on TV. Phenomenal character. So.
Well, when you get around to Ozark,
you're going to like it. The only thing that I've heard that people around here don't like, a lot of references to Missouri, references to Camdenton, references to Osage Beach.
Well, is it set in the Lake of the Ozarks? Is that why it's
Ozarks? And they got some stock footage there. They shot some scenes there.
Right.
But my understanding is most of the show is shot in Atlanta.
Well, that makes sense. Georgia has amazing tax credits for film. St. Louis and Missouri used to.
Walking Dead. Get rid of that.
And a lake is a lake is a lake, and if you've got a shore and a boat, well, you can do it anywhere. But one of the things they don't like about it, and I'd heard this too, was it makes it look like everybody from that part of Missouri is toothless and could be in Deliverance, and I can see where they think that, because it sort of does.
So it's accurate, is what you're saying.
It's accurate at Walmart in Osage Beach.
Sure.
What do you have?
That's what I've heard, too. I've heard that some people who are from the region don't like that it's portraying. I mean, I wonder if it was the same way for people who lived in Albuquerque with Breaking Bad, if they thought they were all gangsters and meth runners.
I don't think so.
I believe Sandy Miller is down around that area.
Who's Sandy Miller?
On Channel 2.
Never heard of her.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've heard of her. Are you kidding? Still, and I'll repeat, I've said this before, the most smoking hot news person on St. Louis TV.
Absolutely.
Is Sandy Miller.
Yep.
Now I can't think.
You should bring her in as a guest.
We had her as part of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe she's comfortable participating in our juvenile delinquent behavior.
She was,
Yeah, I got to tell you a quick story. We tried this over the years. We had Trish Brown.
Right.
She was a weather girl on Channel, really cute, on Channel 4.
Weather person.
Sorry. So we had her in. It was weather from my window or something.
Okay.
And so we had a little weather segment. And I said something like Trish the Dish or something. And she said, you know, Frank, I'm a journalist. I'm a professional journalist. And there is a demeanor that I have to maintain. I said, we're finished. I said, this is never going to work. I said, are you kidding me? You know what show you're on here? Bunch of delinquents? No, this is never going to work. And that was the end of it. And it wouldn't work.
What was your nickname for Sandy if she was Trish the Dish? Did you have one for Sandy?
No, I
not
never
that did.
Did.
No.
The killer Smoking Miller.
But she came in here one day, and I thought I was going to step on my own tongue. I did. She's prettier in person. Usually on television, they make people look better. She's prettier in person. And the same was true of Karen Foss. I had breakfast with Karen Foss one morning after we'd spent the night together. I'm kidding about that part. But we did have breakfast one morning, and I couldn't stop staring at her. I thought, you are twice as good looking as you are on TV.
Did you tell her that, or were you?
Oh no, I tell women. Yeah. No, I tell women.
In this climate,
beautiful.
It's tough to do that.
Not for me, because what's a woman going to do if you go, you are really pretty? I do it all the time. What's wrong with that? What's a woman going to say if you go, you are really pretty? How dare you?
Yeah,
how dare you say?
I am not.
Something nice. I am not pretty. No, she's really pretty, and Karen Foss really pretty. So, now that we've talked about pretty women, what you got for us?
I walked in here and I was going to actually sing it, but I'm not going to, if I sang Zippity Doo Dah, you would all know what movie that's from, right?
Song of the South.
There you go, Song of the South, mm-hmm. which was released in 1946.
Uncle Remus.
Mm-hmm. The guy who plays
Leon doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't know.
Can you still obtain a copy of Song of the South?
That's what we're going to talk about. No, you cannot.
Isn't that sad?
Yes, and you know who else thinks it's sad? An unlikely advocate for Disney to release Song of the South is Whoopi Goldberg.
That is unlikely.
Well, many years ago, when Warner Brothers was going to release full uncut Looney Tunes, and not just Bugs and Daffy, but all of the stuff that they put out back then, there were a lot of jokes that were racist jokes and
caricatures. You know, yeah, sure.
But Warner Brothers wanted to release them, and Whoopi wanted them to release them because they wanted to remember what happened and not try to hide it. Right. And so she did these intros saying, hey, this is what it was like back then, this is what people thought was funny, and we need to remember this so we don't go backwards. And so she's requesting Disney to do the same thing. Zippity Doo Dah won an Oscar for Disney.
Zippity Doo Dah.
It's an Oscar
zippity
winning song.
My oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity Doo Dah, zippity.
Also, James Baskin, who portrayed Uncle Remus, they gave him an honorary Oscar.
It's factual. Everything is satisfactory.
He was the first African-American man to win an Oscar.
Uncle Remus, right?
You can't watch his performance because they've locked the movie.
Well, that's stupid.
Disney's petrified at releasing this movie and being called out for the inherent racism in the movie, where Uncle Remus is on the plantation and he's thinking everything is fantastic and I have the best life and let me tell you these stories, and they're saying that that's problematic.
Now, it's not problematic because the little kids, all they walk away remembering is Zippity Doo Dah and the songs and the Rabbit and the Tar Baby.
The animated sequences, right. Now, what's crazy about this, I was just down at Disney a couple of years ago, and I went on Splash Mountain like I had done when I was a kid, and they still have Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Bear. They still have them, and they play Zippity Doo Dah. And so the characters are there, the song is there. And yet, if you said, well, those look like fun characters, and that's a catchy song, I'd like to watch this movie.
No.
You can't. Wow. And the last time you were able to watch this movie, probably, I want to say, 83 or 84, they released it in the theaters, because Disney did this about every 6 years.
Yeah, I haven't looked. Can you get it on YouTube?
No, you cannot.
Really?
But I saw it in the theaters. And I remember thinking it was fantastic.
I saw it as a child. I saw it as a little kid. I can still remember the music, the color. It was colorful. The Briar Patch. Remember that? There was a Tar Baby and Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and the Briar Patch. That's pretty much what I remember. And if there was another song in it, I don't remember. I just remember Zippity Doo Dah.
Well, she says if Disney releases this, she is willing to do what she did for Warner Brothers, of course a different studio, to do a little intro for it. She wants people to talk about where it was, why it came out at the time, and why it had, and plus why Disney's kept it under lock and key for the past 30X amount of years.
Because we've lost our minds. That's why, because everything's wrong, everything's incorrect, everything is whatever. You know what? I'm resigning.
What?
Again?
This segment did it. Double resignation.
I thought I could keep you on the air, Frank. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Carol Burnett. I don't get Carol Burnett.
Really?
What?
When I was growing up, her show would be on TV. I never thought it was funny.
How can you not get the skits with Harvey Korman and never. Tim Conway and Carol Burnett and the gal that played Mama?
Nothing for me.
Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence.
Not my kind of comedy.
You know what? There's something wrong with you.
I still watch some of those clips. They have them on.
That Dennis.
Oh, where he's the Dennis. Yes.
Where his hand goes numb.
Yes. And then his leg.
Harvey Korman cannot keep a straight face.
Stone face.
To me.
Every time I saw that show.
The one thing to me that's funnier than an actual funny skit is people who are laughing so hard they can't even get through it. That's funnier than the bit. And they did it all the time.
No. You know what? The breaking in the middle of a sketch, I also...
Communist.
It sort of annoys me. Like Jimmy Fallon did that on SNL all the time. And I'm
with
like,
Horatio
just,
Sands.
Just yeah, do your do job and do
Jimmy
the sketch.
Fallon breaking up isn't interesting to me because I'm not a big Jimmy Fallon fan anyway. But Carol Burnett was a beloved...
She was
a female... She was like Lucy. She was a female Red Skelton, Jackie Gleason. She was
I like
great.
All those other people that you mentioned, but not Carol Burnett.
Okay.
But she's back in the news because... Let's see how old she is now. How old would you imagine Carol Burnett is?
Go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say 82.
Yeah, I'd say early 80s. 90s.
I'll say 81.
Well, she's not going to retire. She has a brand new Netflix series that is coming up. She's 84, by the way.
Ooh.
And it's called A Little Help with Carol Burnett. She and her adult guests, other celebrities, I imagine, will share their problems with little kids, and the kids will offer them life advice.
I think it sounds stupid.
It sounds like the worst show. And nobody's going to watch this show.
Why would you take a risk, a chance like that? She can't need the money, I wouldn't think. Why don't you go out with people remembering what you did?
And she said that she was talking to her agent one day, and her agent was asking her, how old do you feel? Are you going to retire? And she thought about it, and she thought to herself, I feel about 8. So she wanted to play with kids, quote, her own age. So she's going to have 8-year-olds tell her what to do.
Sounds stupid.
Right?
First of all, if you're 84, no, you don't feel 8. You feel 84.
It's mainly kids say the darnest things, right? I mean, there's going to be no difference.
It's been done.
Yeah, exactly. It's been done a couple of times.
Done better by Art Linkletter.
And I think, didn't Bill Cosby do that for a while?
Yes, he did.
I guess that won't be in syndication anytime soon.
Nope.
All right, so there's a new Superman film coming out, a Justice League movie, later on this year.
I thought it was showing it, and networks wouldn't pick it up for kids. Kids say the damnedest effing fucking, shoot.
Whoa, clip it.
Did you get it?
Yes.
It might be time to resign. I'm just going to throw that out there.
But kids say the damnedest effing thing.
Oh, but the people on the app got to hear it. And listening online, I think they got to hear it.
I'm sitting here thinking, whatever you do, don't say, and there it came out.
You said it after.
So, yeah.
That is amazing.
That's amazing. It's not just
the only one.
You're not the only one.
I'm the sole survivor.
Wait, hold. It's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet.
6 weeks.
You know what? You should do it before, just so you all three have done it.
Here's the most interesting part. You've never heard me say that word.
No.
I'm sitting here thinking so hard. Okay, I want to make a joke. Kids say the damnedest effing things, but don't actually say it. And then
he said effing and then blurted it out.
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
People are calling.
I didn't have enough time to try to bribe you from not hitting the button.
There are people, everyone that listens online and on the app.
Oh, my goodness.
They're all calling right now.
That's
all right.
Yeah, you know, you know what? Now I'm going to be fired.
Because that is
not under the
FCC regulations.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, it really isn't. Is it?
No, it's what goes out over the airwaves,
Hang on. The FCC has also recently said you could actually do what I did. Remember they said you can't say, yeah, I saw those two people in the parking lot and they were, if it's used in a term, but if it's a description, that's how they got away with some of that locker room stuff. Holy cow. Let's just move on. Holy mackerel.
Of all the people in this room.
Yeah, I know.
I really can't believe that. You did it before I did. Holy cow.
I'm under a lot of stress. I'm under stress.
And I'm happy you didn't just like step out.
Can we just go off now? Just go home.
That's fine.
There's nothing else left to do.
Nah.
You can't top this.
Holy crap.
Oh, boy. Even I'm in shock.
You mean to wrap it up? I can just wrap it up.
Talk to six. Go ahead.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a Superman movie coming out later on this year. It's a Justice League movie. Got Batman, Wonder Woman, a whole bunch of comic book characters in there. And they were almost done with the film. Every film has to do reshoots. They look at an edited version of the film. And they go, well, we forgot this scene or we forgot that scene. So usually actors come back a couple months later. Well, Henry Cavill, the guy that plays Superman, is doing a Mission Impossible film right now.
My wife loves that guy.
Yeah. A lot of people love that guy. A lot of women love that guy. A lot of guys, too, I guess. Yeah. But he's
Hold on.
You might have to turn off your mic.
Get it out of your head. Get it out of your head. Come on. You think this is what
he won't stop laughing until 6 o'clock.
You know what this is for the next 6 weeks? I got to now be known for that. After years.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the first time you've ever done that?
Oh, sure it is.
Really?
Are you kidding?
On the air, ever?
Ever.
I know you don't, but I mean.
I don't even use that word. But I had it in my head to make sure I didn't screw up.
It was great because you said it right after. It was perfect.
I know.
I know. You substituted the word and then you added the word.
Damnedest effing things. Yeah, you did. Yeah. That's exactly what you did.
That's great. Oh, my God. Dan, are you okay?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah, we might need help with him.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't apologize. You ruined your whole freaking segment.
I only have about six of these left, so it's okay.
Go ahead.
Henry Cavill's making a Mission Impossible film with Tom Cruise. He grew this giant sort of a porn stash, basically, and it covers half of his face for that movie. You know what a porn stash is? One of those giant mustaches?
Yes.
Does it curl up in the end?
No. It's just like a big brush.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. Well, then they wanted him to come back to play Superman, so he did, but his contract with the studio behind Mission Impossible forbids him from changing his appearance while he's shooting that movie, which means, legally, under penalty of a huge fine, he can't shave his mustache.
Ooh.
So he's performing his scenes as Superman now with this doofy mustache, and Warner Brothers is forced, because of the contract, to digitally remove the mustache in every scene that he's shooting now.
Man,
they say they're going to do this to the tune of how much money?
Oh my goodness!
I'm going to go
$10 million.
Half a million.
I was going to say $2 million.
Half a million.
This will include $25 million.
Oh, my God.
Digitally remove his mustache.
Just
to take the mustache off in all of these scenes.
Wow.
Yes. Now, can you imagine having that job? Like, you go to school, you're a computer whiz, and you can do these amazing special effects. Hey, what are you doing for the next month and a half? Oh, I'm taking a mustache off of a guy. That's all you're doing every day.
Like, so
erasing it.
So frame by frame.
Yeah.
A computer.
Yes.
Holy.
A person will have to work on this, of course. But yeah, $25 million. I think that's crazy.
Wow.
So think about that. When you go see the new Superman film, try to spot the digitally removed mustache if you can. All right, we've got three DVD releases to talk about that are released today on DVD and HD streaming. First up is a movie called The Circle, based on the book of the same name. It has Emma Watson and Tom Hanks. This is about, I wouldn't even say the future. It's sort of about right now. A giant conglomeration like Google or Apple.
And now I get the Emmas confused. Is she the one in L.A., the dancing thing?
Emma Watson was the one in Harry Potter. Emma Stone was the one in La La Land.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Emma Roberts.
Emma Watson's in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, exactly.
She's terrific.
She's very good. And she's very good in this, too. She plays a young woman who gets a temp job at a Google type of company that wants her to exchange all of her privacy so she can move up in the ranks of the company.
Who's the actress with the giant,
careful.
The giant breasts? Emma, some big ones.
And so...
Careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's going to happen again.
After today's show, be careful. I hope the dump button is reloaded over there. Tom Hanks plays the leader of this company, sort of like a Steve Jobs type. And at first you think it's going to be her against him, that he's this evil boss.
You know my old joke about Steve Jobs and his cruel parents who named his brother Hand?
You think it's going to be her versus him, that he's evil and she's going to fight against him. But actually, she thinks the company's fantastic and willingly trades in all of her privacy so she can rise up in the ranks. So it's a really interesting look at how I think the younger generation is willingly giving up any kind of privacy in the new digital age. That's out today. It's called The Circle. It's a thriller. Also out today, Going in Style, a remake of a movie that starred Art Carney and George Burns.
It was kind of a flop, right?
It was a Martin Brest movie. It was kind of a...
It was a Martin Brest?
Kind of a flop.
What?
I don't know why I even... I got six of these left. The new one,
Martin Brest.
The new one has Morgan Freeman and let me see who Michael Caine, and it was kind of a flop. Younger audience didn't care. And
why is this any better?
It's not. I mean, it's more of a lighthearted comedy. The first one had a bit of a melancholy to it.
Yeah.
So if that kind of
the only one
out,
of those that ever worked was Grumpy Old Man, where they tried to do a thing about older guys. You know,
it's a very funny movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Grumpy Old Man worked.
Hey, George Burns, you want to do a movie with me?
No, that's Art.
That sounded like. That sounded like. Oh, okay. Never mind. I just got the joke.
Hey, crew. I didn't get the joke, crew.
Hey, crew. Art Carney here. Yeah.
All right, and finally, now on Blu-ray and DVD, the documentary called Part of Me, all about Katy Perry.
Really?
Which part of her?
Part.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if you guys...
directed by that breast guy?
I don't know. know if you guys saw this movie, but I highly recommend it. It is a fantastic documentary.
I'll watch it.
And plus, the music's great, and it's a whole lot of fun.
I don't know her music. I would recognize a couple of songs, but I can tell you something. She's pleasant to look at.
You would enjoy this movie. Plus, it's one of those documentaries where all they want to do is film her tour. Well, she was married to this stand-up comic. What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name? That guy.
Russell Brand.
He's not funny. Yeah.
Well, they get divorced while the documentary is being made. So
really?
Nobody knew that was going to happen. So it was one of those accidents while they're trying to film this tour. Whoa. And all of a sudden, she's in hysterics and she's crying. And then she goes on stage and performs. I mean, it really makes you feel
for her. How did a guy like that ever? Well, but you know what?
And then he messed it up.
Let's go back to Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
How did he manage to? Wow. You look at that couple and go, what the heck?
So Katy Perry, Pardon Me, on Blu-ray right now. Highly recommended. My name is Max, and I'll be back for at least 5-6 more times.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maximilian Foyce, everybody. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. Window World St. Louis. Max.com. Listen, let's say that band now. Listen. Max. Who are the vocals?
I think it's all of us. It's Jim Brown. And it's Sam McVicker. James Brown, who works here. He's our drummer.
You know, I know he doesn't want to talk about this, but
I think I'm in there.
The
too.
Jim Brown who works here, who is the drummer in Dan's band, James Brown, the I Feel Good. That's his grandfather.
A lot of people
don't know that.
Yeah, he's named after his grandfather.
Yeah, and that would explain the musical ability. You know,
when
your grandpa's James Brown, well, look at what's going to happen.
Thank you, Max.
Maximilian Foyce. And Dan, let this go.
No, I don't think it's going to be possible.
Oh, my goodness.
He took a lot of years of having that story brought up about...
Out of all the people in this room, though.
Yeah, I know. We have to retell Dan's story, too.
Right.
It was one of our interviews with Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
And it was a story. He's dating some 28-year-old girl. And I said, I spoke with Jack this morning. And I said, Jack, how's it feel to date a 28-year-old? And Dan said, I'll tell you something. It feels, and he said the F word, ing.
Instead of freaking great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said it,
And then he just slams his microphone.
Because in a way, in your head,
you
heard him. That's what he'd say. That's what he would have said.
Well,
in my head, I'm thinking, here's what you do not want to say. And there it was.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Well, my fate's sealed. I'm out of work. Yeah. I'll be out of work. Matheny Heating and Cooling, I want to thank, and I'll thank several times before this thing comes to an end. I talked to Tom Matheny the other day, and I said, how long have you been on the show? And he's like me. He said, I think 12 years. And I said, wow, we're both pitiful. We should have some idea, but I don't. I don't have a timeline on that. But I think for about 12 years, Matheny Heating and Cooling has been part of the show. Now,
he came over to my house last week, I believe.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Last week, charged the system up, checked everything. And
so what are we at, like 80-something today? It's not horrible.
No, it's a little humid, but they're saying rain.
It is a little humid, but it's nothing like that, a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, that 108 or whatever we had.
Yeah.
I don't think it's over. This is St. Louis, Missouri. We're just now at August 1st. Folks, there's a lot more humidity and heat to come. There's no reason to be miserable. You have a heating and cooling system. You have a great company you can call. We've told you who they are, Matheny Heating and Cooling. I do understand that sometimes money is tight. I've been there, and you go, we'll just sweat it out. Oh, boy, if there's any way you can avoid that, then you don't need to be that miserable. There aren't that many days, I don't think, in St. Louis where the weather is so perfect. You can open the windows, the door, because it's either bugs coming in or it's too humid or whatever. We get a few, but not many. So you need, and here's the other thing I don't think people realize. If you just ignore the heating and cooling system and only have somebody out when something's gone wrong, I think it shortens the lifespan. I think it's like anything else. You go to the dentist, you go to the doctor, you maintain, you have checkups. Make sure that little things are fixed before big things have to be fixed. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They will be happy to be your heating and cooling company as long as you, and this is necessary, you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. You be a business, a house, no home or business too large or small. They work on everything, everything, every brand. They're well-trained. And when it comes time to replace a system, because like an old dog that finally has to go to the vet and be put to sleep, these systems put themselves to sleep. They just decide, that's it, not going to work anymore. I can't think of anybody who would do a better job replacing it than Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, here comes Tim Wiley with a look at traffic. Just don't drop any F-bombs, Tim.
Okay, I won't. Okay. I promise. If you're traveling on westbound 70 at Cypress, you still have one car on the left shoulder, but the police have left. But you still have slow traffic from 170 through Cypress. Eastbound Highway 270 slowing now. McDonald through New Florissant, 170 northbound. That's heavy natural bridge up through airport. We have southbound 170 from Olive through Highway 40. Westbound 40 drivers. Looks like you're slowing near Grand and echoes all the way out through McCausland. You're going to be a little bit heavy between 94 and Winghaven. And southbound 270, stop and go Olive down through Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
News is what happens around us every day.
Kent Martin, KTRS News Director.
It's a story about flooding that turns entire communities upside down. It's a story about a mother waiting to see her son for the first time since he was freed after being wrongfully held in jail for a decade. It's a story about a volunteer group trying to help those in need. News is what we deliver to our listeners. And it's our responsibility to report the news every day.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-2168. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-2168. That's 1-800-600-2168. 1-800-600-2168.
Hi, I'm Ken from Ram Roofing and Windows. Are you looking for replacement windows this summer? If you are, you should know that Pella windows are the best and most energy-efficient windows on the market. Pella windows are Energy Star rated in all 50 states and come with a lifetime warranty on all of their products. Well, Ram Roofing and Windows is an official Pella window contractor. What does that mean for you? That means we get special pricing from Pella and we pass those savings down to you. In addition, we will not send a pushy, high-pressure salesman only interested in making the sale and getting a commission. Instead, I will personally visit with you, give you a free, no-obligation proposal. Since we are not paying a commission, we also pass those savings down to you. Nobody can beat our prices on Pella windows and doors. Give us a call today, 314-726-7663. That's 726-7663. And see how affordable Pella windows can be for your home. That's 726-7663. Ram Roofing and Windows.
Listen up, golfers. Riverside Golf Club offers you a great location, the best value, and wonderful course conditions. You'll find this little gem just a short drive west of 270 and 44. At Riverside, we not only have the most enjoyable 18-hole golf course, we also have the best par 3 course in town. All this at the best value in the area, no matter when you choose to enjoy a round of golf at Riverside. Want specials? Play 9 holes with cart for just $15 on weekdays, 18 holes with cart just $20 Monday through Friday. And on weekends, it's just just $20 for 9, 25 for 18 holes. And after 2 o'clock on weekends, twilight rates are again $15 and $20 with cart. Oh, and we also have new golf carts and improved cart paths. To book your tee times at Riverside, call 636-343-6333 or book it online at riversidegolf.net. Riverside Golf Club, where friends and families come together.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500 and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business? Freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages. You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Hey St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle cross-state rivals, Swope Park Rangers. The summer is heating up and so's the competition. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Emerald to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Emerald.
It's hot. Beat the St. Louis heat and make your home more comfortable with a ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Enjoy the cool breeze of a ceiling fan starting at just $39. Plus, you'll reduce your energy bills all year long, even in winter. And you'll know you're getting the best price in town or on the internet with Metro Lighting's low price guarantee. Shop local. Shop Metro Lighting. Celebrating 50 years of bright ideas. Online at MetroLightingCenters.com.
Hurry in, save big. Get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, St. Louis, don't buy your next real estate investment property without listening to the Freedom Investing Lifestyle Show every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. with your host, Nick Bauer, the Real Estate Investment Coach, heard only on the Big 550 KTRS.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
See, Satan's already after me.
Yep.
Bill Cleveland will be here in mere moments, and he's going to talk us into going somewhere. Archie's only three, but have you ever been to Silver Dollar City?
Yes.
Now, I haven't been since our kids were little, but I will tell you that what I remember about Silver Dollar City, well, this is not a commercial. I don't speak for them. My goodness, Six Flags wouldn't even ever let us speak for them. I think that's been a big mistake, Six Flags, over the last 20 years. You know how many boomers have grandkids? Even 40s and 50s have little kids. They would have taken the Six Flags. We could have sent them there. Silver Dollar City, when we did take the kids, I didn't want to go because I thought, it's a guy, blacksmith, and then there's some guy who's... I don't know, spinning some sort of wool-making wheel. And no, it was fantastic.
Oh, it's tremendous.
But I haven't been for let's see, 25 years.
Yeah, and they have some really cool rides, and they have a really neat kids section that Carson would like, Archie.
You know what I remember, and I don't have many memories of it, except that I liked it, and it was less expensive, so I remember that. But I remember there was a guy making pig pork rinds. Each pork rind was the size of a cinder block.
I think still do that. Yeah,
giant pork rind.
They definitely still do some of the country stuff, but we've gone there around Christmas time, both times. We've been there twice, once with
now, Archie,
once
without. Christmas is really
yeah, no, it's amazing because they decorate the whole place, lights and everything, and yeah.
Lights at Christmas, that's a nice.
Yeah, I know.
Never heard of that. That's a new one. Let's see. We got to kill a little time. We don't really have a lot of time to kill. In the Playhouse, no. We'll have a story for you about a guy who had penis enhancement surgery. Here's the part of the story, though, that's going to really get you and shock you. And it's the number of penis enlargement surgeries performed every year. You're not going to believe this. I would have thought maybe, I don't know, 20 people. What have this? No. It's more than that, and quite frankly, that is something that that's just not a risk I'm willing to take. You know, going down there and stretching or widening or whatever. Nah, I don't. I don't think so.
I already had a big enough problem as it is. Why would I want?
Yeah, why make it worse? That's what I was thinking. And then we got a guy who has changed his name into something so disgusting and despicable, and they allowed it. And it's not a vulgar name. It's just a name nobody in their right mind would want. And I'll tell you what it is. And it just proves the guy's a complete nut. And we still have plenty of those in the world. Mark and Jason. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Do that thing you do... at the end of your little thing.
Or their phone number and more.
Yeah, do that. Everybody loves it.
Or their phone number and more. Go to markandjason.com.
Wow, we didn't rehearse. We used to have rehearsal for the Playhouse.
Yeah.
But that was spontaneous. That markandjason.com is obviously a website that will put you in touch with Mark Rooney and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors, and they are with Stifel Nicolaus & Company. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. When do you use a financial advisor? In this case, if you have $25,000 or more, they'll be happy to talk to you. If you have $1 million, they'll be happy to talk to you. If you have $10 million, and notice I didn't say, oh, they'll be even happier to talk to you. If they do their job right, the $25,000 people who go to them, hopefully down the road, that number... It's everybody's goal, yours and theirs, for that number to get bigger. If you have a financial advisor, two words. So what? Second opinion. Could it possibly hurt? Of course not. So why don't you set up an appointment, complimentary meeting, not going to cost you anything. There will be no pressure, no papers put in front of you to sign, no obligatory second meeting. You just... make up your own mind what you think about what they have to say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more, and then what their recommendations are. The rest is up to you. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, markandjason.com.
Time for another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
You know, they're still working with that incident on eastbound Highway 70 at Jonesburg because traffic is backed up right at High Hill. So if you're coming in from Highway 70 from Columbia, that you've got long delays there. Eastbound 4064 downtown is slowing grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have, it's actually going to be slow all the way over to the Illinois Bank of the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 44 slows Jefferson through 55. Westbound 44, we're finding heavy now from Hampton out through the lane shift at Shrewsbury, and still running slow from Hanley out through Cypress. There was an earlier accident, only one car left on the shoulder on westbound Highway 70. This traffic report is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50, plus get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time DRTs for our diagnostic service to provide services to our veterans at our facility. Qualifications include includes certification in general radiological technology and completion of a DRT education program. The VA offers competitive benefits, including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Call me at 314-488-8252 and be a part of this winning team. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes.
Donate your used furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and appliances to the Salvation Army Family Stores. You get a tax deduction, and Family Store sales support ministry to men right here in St. Louis. Your donation helps bring the gospel to men who are dealing with alcohol and drug addiction issues. Be a part of what the Lord is doing right here in St. Louis. Call 314-535-0057 today and have the Salvation Army pick up your donated furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and appliances. 314-535-0057.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa,
Yes, you know, the Bill Cleveland hasn't been everywhere, but he's working on it. Brought to you by Window World. They say Window World will sponsor everything. Now, they just sponsor all the good stuff that's on this show. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Say hello to the man who's been just about everywhere, Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I am fantastic. All right, talking today about Dearborn, Michigan. I like the state of Michigan. I don't get to spend enough time up in Michigan. One of the cool things I love is the Henry Ford Museum. It's located in Dearborn, just outside of Detroit. Lots of really cool things. For example, the bus that Rosa Parks was in when she refused to give up her seat, you can actually go and sit in the very seat where Rosa Parks sat on that bus. And that's a pretty cool thing.
That seat changed history.
Absolutely. And they refurbished that bus, and they have it inside the museum. A couple of things that might freak you out just a little bit. They have the chair that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in. Inside the Henry Ford Museum, the very chair from the Ford Theater, and you see it all. You can see where there's blood stains on the chair, and it's pretty wild.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe those really are Abe Lincoln's blood? Do you believe that for the sake of showmanship, they enhanced it a little bit? Because over all those years, it'd be dry.
I believe those are Henry Ford collected all kinds of stuff. I can't imagine that Henry Ford would have put up with a fake chair for the museum. Yeah. Some of the other cool things they have now, speaking along the lines of death, they have the limousine that President Kennedy was assassinated in. They've got that at the museum, as well as Ronald Reagan's presidential limo. They have the Wright Brothers bicycle shop. Okay, they actually moved it from Dayton, Ohio, picked the whole thing up, or in pieces, however you do that, and it's at the Henry Ford Museum. This place is absolutely incredible. It's a really cool exhibit on driving across America, how we travel or have traveled over the decades, and you'll love this. They have the Charles Corral's On the Road RV.
the one he used to go from wife to wife.
Yes, exactly.
One wife in one part of the country and another in the other. Yeah, this sounds like a place that I would actually really enjoy.
You would love it, and you'll need 3 days to see all of it. It's absolutely amazing. You can also take the Ford factory tour and see how they put the Ford vehicles together.
Who were the guys with the bike shop? And people go get their bikes, they get them back, and they had one wheel, two. The wrong brother.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KPR.
Thank you, Bill. As soon as I said it, I knew it wasn't funny. Hey, look at that. Oh, Bill brought to you by...